Okay, we are in Parak Tes and Hilkos Psulim Mekdashim. This Parak and the next Parak are very short, so we're going to do both of them today. What the Rambam is going to take up here is, we saw before in the previous chapter, a little complex, but cases of birds that get mixed up. Now we're going to deal with cases where more of the cases are going to be pairs of birds. So as we know, some of the korbanos require a pair of doves. So the question that's going to come up is, let's say one of the two gets lost, those kind of questions. Okay, so the Rambam says in Parak Tes Halacha Aleph, he says, Kain stuma shepara chimena gozal la'avir. So let's say you have a group of birds, okay, and a dove from that group of doves, okay, decides to fly away into the air, or sheparach lebena ofos, or it goes, flies into a group of birds, shiamusu kulan, or shemez gozal echad, or let's say it flies into a group of birds that's going to consign to death. Or let's say, what it called, one of the pairs that was consecrated for the mikdash dies. In all these situations, what do you do? Yikach zug l'sheni. So you just simply replace the bird that was lost. Again, since you're bringing the pair, you could just simply replace the one that was lost and continue with the required korban. Halacha beis. Parach l'bein akrivos. Okay, so let's say the bird flies among, gets mixed up among a bunch of birds that are supposed to be brought as korbanos. Puzzle, okay, not only is it puzzle, also, uposel echa kenegdo. It also disqualifies one extra one from that group, which is going to explain how that works in a second. Shagozal haparech mikain sasal ben akrevos posel uposel echa kenegdo. Because the general principle is that when a dove flies from a group into an unspecified, excuse me, from an unspecified group into a group of birds that have been consecrated for the mikdash, not only is it posel, it disqualifies and posels the another corresponding bird. So what does that mean? Ketza parach gozal mina sasal. Let's say a dove leaves, flies away from one group of doves that are not specified for a specific type of korban, la'asara ofos tumos, and they get, and it flies into a group of 10 birds that also are not specified for any specific korban. Imasa chamisha mata v'shisha mala. Now let's say the Kohen went ahead and offered on the mizbeach five of them on the lower part and six of the above. Hare chamesh olos ksheros me'ashisha shamala. So five of the olos are kasher from the six he did on top, meaning one is pasul. Barbara chatos kshira, and four sin offerings are good. Me'achamisha opos and asulmata of the five he did below. So now we have one that's bad on top, one bad amount. Why? Shani Omer, what's the logic behind this? Because I would say Shema goes off areachu echam mechamisha shamata. Because what I'll say is one of the five that I did below on the lower half was the bird that flew into the group. So too, if you do the reverse, six below, six in the lower half, five in the upper half. Nim says hakasher chamish chatos for bar olos. Shani Omer shema goes on the chamish shamala because maybe the bird that flew away is from the five above. Nim says hakasher me'asara tisha hare paslecha. So we see of the 10, nine become basically korban worthy, and one of them is puzzle and not able to be brought as a sacrifice. Lach gimel arba opos stumos arba opos shnios stumos. Let's say you have two groups of four birds, four doves. Both groups are not specified for a specific korban. Parachecha min rishonos l'shnios. So let's say one bird flies from group A into group B. Pasul echa min l'shnios. So now one of the, now currently five of the second group are pasul. Acha shenis arvu. Let's say after they get mixed up, chazer echa min l'shnios parach l'shnios. Now, let's say in that group of five, and now you remember group B is five, group A is three. Let's say that another one leaves five, well, five and B back into A. So now you have four and four. Now one of the first group is possible. So therefore you're only left with two kosher ones in the original group. Let's say one of the group flies back, and then once again, one from the first from A goes into B. I feel the call you up, even this keeps going. Eventually, if this happened all day long, you'll always end up with the following. No more than half kusher and no more than half puzzle. So that's a general formula. Okay, lacha hey, little longer case here. Okay, so tzibur echad, yishbo shnei ofos. Okay, so let's say you have a group of birds, two groups of birds. What do you call it? Two birds in one group. Uvisheni arba, and in the second group four. Uvishlishi shisha, and the third six. Uvi shmona, and the fourth eight. Uvachamishi asara, and the fifth 10. Uvishishi shneimasar in the sixth 12. Uvishvi arbaasar in the seventh 14. Okay, uparkos on Yerushalmi Lashnia. So now the group from the two, one from the two goes into the second group, which has four. And you keep having one from, let's say, group B into group C, C, D, etc. And then one goes back and flies from group to group until it goes back into the original A. So the principle is, one is possible from, so to speak, the leaving and going to, and one is possible in the return. So the first and second, there's nothing to speak of. Right? Or again, the first and second is none. The second, the third has two birds. Ravias yeshla arba. Now the fourth is left of four. Hamish yesh shisha. Fifth has six. Shishi yesh shmona. Six has eight. Vashviyash yesh shnimasra. And seven, that's 12. Now chazur echad uparach pam shniya mizulazu. Let's say again another bird went and a second time followed through to each group. Chazur echad uparach minachronah shalamala mimena. Acha chazur yishona. And let's say a bird from the last group returned back again and bumped up to the group in front of it, meaning behind it. The echad, what do you call it? So one is possible in its going to, and one in its return. So again, in the fourth and the fifth, in the third and the fourth, there's nothing to speak of. The fifth will have two that birds at a kosher. Six, four, seven will have ten. Parach pam shlishis goes on mizuluzu. Now let's say a third time. Okay, one more time. The birds fly from group to a bird flies from group to group. Let's say a third time a bird flew from group to group, and then say a fourth time. Same rule, one apostle going in, one apostle returning. Now, by the fifth and sixth, all are apostle, as this case is preceded. The seventh has eight birds kasher remaining. Now, when I go ahead and bring these 14, okay, seven on the upper half, seven on the lower half of the Mizbeach, Yushmanim Hank Sharon, eight will remain kosher, Bashisha Psulin, six will be Pasul, and make Tarovas, Gozlos, Elu Shaparcha, Belichar. Because of the mixture I have, it comes out six bad birds mixed up with the eight good ones. That ends up being, working out based on the equation of one being Pasul by Luchaso and one being Pasul in Chazurasa. Okay, Halach above. Kan Stuma, Bekan Mufarashas. Now, let's say I have a group of birds that have not been specified for what they're going to be used for in the Mikdash, and one group that has been. So, parach ministim olim b'freshes. Let's say a bird from the unspecified flows into the consecrated specified group. Yikach zugla sheni. You pick a new one as a pair. Chazor sheparach echa min freshes l'stuma. Now, let's say a bird flies from the one that's for specified korbanos into the generic one. Lo yada zeh sheparach imaya olo chatas. You don't know if the bird that flew out was consecrated for an ola or chatas sacrifice. All the birds in the unspecified section must be consigned to death. Because if an ola got mixed up with that group, all the sin offerings in that group would be possible. And if a chatas got mixed up with the ola group, they'd all be possible. Therefore, the only solution is to essentially cull the herd and be done with the birds. Okay, let's say I have one group of doves that's consecrated for korban chatas, one group for ola, and one stam. And the one that's stam, meaning hasn't had a specific designation, is in the middle. Parach min emsel etzdadin, right? So let's say the middle one goes to either side. Elach echad ve'elach echad. Let's say to one side or the other and the other side. Lo v'siklom, no problem. Eloyomer zesh halach etzal chatas chatas, zesh halach etzal ola, ola's ola. The one that flew to the chatas will call the chatas, and the one that flew to ola will call an ola. Chazar achar shenis arvu. Now, after they get mixed up, it goes back again to parach echad mekan ve'echad mekan emsa. Now, each one from the extreme groups, A and C, fly back into B. Hashnim amsam yamusu, so two middle ones get killed. Shariahin chatas olam uravin, because now I have a chatas and olam mixed. That's done in Elu, yukibru chatas, Elu yukibru ola kashayu. But the ones on the side, you continue bringing chatas and ola as the original designation. Parach min amsam is a sudden kolim musu. Now, if another one goes in the middle into the side ones, they all get killed. Shema ola nisarv chatas, but chatas but olas. Because there's a concern, maybe chatas and olas got mixed together. That ends parak tes. Now, Parag Yud, okay, similar, not quite similar. Now we're going to get into cases of different, again, dove and bird sacrifices, but different issues. Let's say she says, I'm going to bring a pair of doves when I give birth. Okay, now we know that a Yoledis has to bring, after she gives birth, a pair of doves. So now she makes a neder on top of that. So Yolda Zachar, maybe Arba Ofo. So if she gives birth to a male child, she brings four birds, Shnayim Lin Nidra. So two for the neder she made, behind Ola, Kamosh Bianna, they're an Ola. Ushlaim Bukhavasa Mishum Leda, and two, because she's chayv to bring, because she's a Yoledis. Behind Echad Ola, Echad Chatas. One is an Ola, one is a Chatas. Nimsis Lama, Shakon Sarach Lasso, Shlosh Pridim Lamala. So that's why the Kohen has to do three of the, sprinklings and offerings above the Mizbeach on the upper half, and one below. Now, because you have three of one kind and one of the other kind. Now, Tov, Asa Shtayin L'mal, Shtayin L'mata, let's say he messed up in this case. He did two above and two below. Lo Nimloch, right? And he wasn't aware. Tzricha L'havi Od Pridachas, V'yarkav L'mal. He's got to bring another dove and then bring it as a korban and mock of it on the upper half. But Medvar Amor, and what does this apply? Kish Shehivia Harba Mimin Echad. This only applies when she brought all four birds from one species. You go and Shayukum and Torin Obenei Yonah. Like they're all, for instance, baby doves. But let's say they were young doves with turtle doves, okay, which are the two kinds you use. Also, shine the mala, shine the mata. And then the Kohen went ahead in this case, did two above and two below. So you can have otor uben yonan. She's got to bring one individual dove and one individual turtle dove. Yasa shtein the mala, and then do both above. Kedi latsa zidei chavasa to fulfill her obligation. Excuse me. She imasa betchila shtei atar on the mata. Because if originally what was done was the two doves below. Another dove would have to be brought to finish a chiyuv above. And if the other two doves were done only below, and ben yonah has to bring for the upper part lahashim chavasa to fulfill her obligation. Maybe chavasa goes la'echa tur achas ben yonah, because the person never brings an individual dove or a bird to be fulfill their obligation. Ella oshnei and torin oshnei ben yonah. You can't bring a tur and a ben yonah. It's either two turin or two ben yonah. It's never one and one. That can never work. Now, Pirsha Nidra of Amra Lakoin, Elu Ladari, Elu Chavasi. Let's say she was very clear in her nether. And she says, these two are for my nether, and these two are for my obligation as a Yoletis. And the Kohen follows the instructions, but makes a mistake and does two above and two below. He's not sure which one did above and below. Now she has to bring three birds, Shtaim Nidra, two for her nether, and one to fulfill her obligation. And then she'll do two, those two will be done above. Sherry Pirsha Nidra, because she was clear in her nether. And then the two that she made a nether on that were done below, those are possible. Then, Varamor, and this only applies when. So it's only when she's clear in her nether, when she brings the four, all from one species. But if she brought two different kinds of birds, i.e., the tour and the benyona, she replaces that with four new birds, Shnayim Min Shapir Shabo Nidra, two from the min that she specified in her vow, Yasla Nidra, are done for a nender, Ushnayim Me'ezim Min Shadir, and the other two from any species she wants, Shiyu L'Chobasa, that's her obligation, Yasu Echel Amalav Echel Amata, and that's such a case, one is done above and one is done below. Gimel, continuing on this theme, now, Kaba Nidra of Amra. Let's say she goes ahead and she specifies in the nether she makes the kind of bird she's going to bring. She says, Amra, she says, email it Zachar, Haray Alai Shtei Torim. If I give birth to a male, so now I promise I'll bring these two turtle doves, the Yalda, Bevia Arba Ofos, and she gives birth and she brings four birds, Shtan and Jer Shtan Chavasa, two for a nether and two for a Chiyuv. That's a Shtan and Malav Shtan and Mata, and two are done above and two done below. Lo Yada Eze Nasa the Malav Eze Nasa the Mata, again, similar thing. The Kohen doesn't know which two were done above and which two were done below. The Gami Shachacha, also she forgot, Velo Yoda Be'ezamin Kava Nidra. She also doesn't remember which species specifically she specified in her neder. Obatarim Obenei Yoda. Was it a Tor? Was it a Ben Yoda? Harezut Sricha Lahavi Shtei Torim Im Shtei Benei Yoda Lindra. She now has to bring two of the Torim with the two Benei Yoda for her neder. The Asu Arba Asu Lamala. All four must be done in the upper part of the Mizbeach. The Tavit goes La Echad Hashem Chavasa V'Yasin Lamala. She also has to bring an extra bird to fulfill her Yoletis obligation on the upper part. Now, of course, again, this only applies when she brings all four from one species. But if there were two species, now she's got to bring six. Two Torim and two B'nayona, right, for her nether. And for her Yoletis Kiev, she brings either two Torim or two B'nayona. Now she splits them. One is done above, one's done below. Let's say she gives it to the Kohen, but she forgot what she gave to him. Or let's say the Kohen went ahead, performed the avoda, but didn't remember if he did all above or all or below. Or half above, half below. So what does she do? Again, she brings four birds, two tarm and two benayona for her neder. And she also has to bring either two tarm or two benayona for her yoletis obligation. Let's say she was clear about her chiyuv, what she was going to bring for her obligatory offering and for her neder. the shachav and makava, but she forgets which type she was going to bring. It's possible that her chiyav was for a lamb for an ola, because that's one of the things that's brought, and then prida achas tor o ben yonah lachatas, right? And then one of them was going to be offered a tor or the ben yonah for the sin offering. Because of these possibilities, that's why she has to bring six doves. Arba l'nidra, so four for her neder, ushtayim l'chobasa, and two for obligation. Though tavi chatas echa ben yonah tor ben keves, and she brings one extra chatas, either ben yonah or tor, with the lamb. Nimsa shevia shiva opos bekeves. So it comes out, she brings seven birds and one lamb. Finally, lachahek v'chol chatas eilu inu nechalas v'neishem safek. In all these situations, right, in all the entire parak, since they're all talking about safek, the offerings are never consumed by the Baal. That ends Parak Yud, and we'll pick up Parak Yud Aleph tomorrow.